Well, let's start with some live rugby from the Black Label Curry Cup. The Hollywood Bets Sharks 15 are taking on Griquas in Kimberley. It is 70 minutes gone there, so 10 minutes to go. And it is the home side that are leading 19-17. So it is going to be a humdinger. Big last 10 minutes for the Sharks. They are winless from their first three matches in the competition. So it's a huge game for JP Peterson and his team. They down by 2 points with 9.5 minutes to go in that clash. Staying with rugby news, there has been a late change to the Springbok squad for their rugby championship opener against Australia tomorrow. Jan Hendrik Wessels has been ruled out of the clash with an injury, and he has been replaced by Buan Venta on the bench. Speaking ahead of the clash, Springbok skipper Siya Kolisi spoke about their ambitions to be the best team in the world consistently and the importance of having depth in their squad.
You see so many players getting opportunities because injuries can happen, and it's unfortunate, as you saw with Jan this weekend. And that's why players, when they get opportunities, we want to make sure, you know, when we're in training camps, you know, that group gets to be the best they can be. And you want to train against the best guys as well, and you go into the game, make it tougher. So trainings have been much tougher against each other, and it's been brutal against each other at times, especially in set piece for us as forwards. And the mindset has changed. We want to be the best all the time.
Biggest game of the year for the Springboks so far. Do think that we will be too strong, though, for the Wallabies. 38-18 is my score prediction to the Springboks. And then football to finish. The first leg of the MTN 8 semi-finals takes centre stage locally this weekend. The big match will see Orlando Pirates host Sundowns at the Orlando Stadium. The other semi-final is Stellenbosch against Seko Kune. Pirates have had a terrible start to the season in the Betway Premiership. It's going to be a huge test for the Buccaneers. Their manager, Abdulsalam Waidu, says that they are showing good signs, though.
We have tried to play some speed football, some good organization, compactness, and we have seen it the first game against Polokwane. We have seen it against Kukune as well. We have seen it against Marumo in the first half. Lot of interesting things from my players.
Well, that's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.